thing that rocks.
Oh, yeah. We all yeah. mine.
Come on.
We all mine.
So ridiculous.
We all mine. Anyway, good morning. It's 8:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
I just realized that I had it turned down. Oops.
I was gonna say I couldn't really hear it that much.
Yeah, it was a little quiet there. Sorry, I forgot to turn up the music there for a little bit.
But dude, don't right. you ever turn down Ja Rule?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway,
you're gonna go to hell. Don't do that.
We'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit, but right now it's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I wonder how long I can keep doing that without
Dude,
ever
you,
actually doing
you
the forecast.
Please just do the forecast this week because it's so nice.
No, because we really all know it's going to be nice. It's fine. You're ruining my perfect streak of not doing the forecast. Not
then,
gonna...
then what are you going to do? You're going to give us the forecast when it's crappy?
Yeah. I'm just going to really lay it into you. Yeah. Just so everyone knows. It's garbage out. Anyway, as always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in a biz.
I'm torn on what story to do because this one story is just, it's ridiculous. And the other story is kind of, it's not bad, but. I'm going to do the ridiculous one. Okay. Yeah. We'll see if we get in trouble for this one because there's a fine line. There's a 53-year-old guy named Norman Zalek, and he lives in Lykens, Pennsylvania. All right. Mm-hmm. Back in August, he sent a message to a woman on Facebook and asked if he could rent her horse. And as they chatted, he came clean on why he wanted to rent the horse. So he and his wife could have a threesome with it. Hunter? Did I lose you? Was this story so bad that I lost you, Hunter? The story was so bad that Hunter literally got off the radio. That's what happened. He told the woman that he and his wife are, quote, open-minded and like to try different things, but they, quote, never been with a horse in any manner and wanted to try it. I'm not making this up, folks, all right? This actually happened. The woman turned the conversation over to the police, thank God, and they recorded a call between Norman and the woman where he offered her $200 to with the horse. And even though the threesome never went down, he was arrested last week on one misdemeanor count of sexual intercourse with an animal. I seriously think Hunter just hung up on me because he didn't want to talk about this. Look, people, okay, I know sometimes maybe the sex life with the wife or significant other gets a little stale. But with that being said, you should never turn to bestiality. That should just not be a thing. All right. Should not be an option. Take that option off the table. Okay. Just take it off the table because for God's sakes, what are you thinking? I don't know. Nothing is working right now. I had a great clip and nothing is working. Forget it. This bit is ruined. This bit is absolutely ruined.